It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 729. Good morning, everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on-demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on a link on my website at miketechshow.com. Have an ad on the left-hand side. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. And I already got an example from this weekend, and the same with my next sponsor. So the first story, real quick, I was referred to by a new client yesterday, and how do I get Instant House Call all set up? I want to add this client. They want to remote in, and they're at their desktop at work. They want to have remote access. I send them a link from Synchro, which they download. That gives me all the information for the computer. It also gives me an additional quick remote access. I create a sub account. I have them install Instant House Call, and I actually take over from there. I said, when you get home, call me. I will set it up. I'll have you download Instant House Call. I remote it in. I set them up so they could, because I set up the sub account, they could connect, boom, new client, and then you Square to have them pay me for the sub account and the hour of my time, and got paid immediately via credit card. That's how it's done, and you can do that quickly. You got to check out Instant House Call. Now, Magnus Box to the rescue. Magnus Box is also a sponsor for secure, reliable, single source for all of your cloud backups. It works across all platforms, Windows, Mac, Linux, Windows Server in particular. And by the way, both of these sponsors, if you mention you've seen and heard it at the Mike Tech Show, you will get your first 3 months at half price. So Friday, I get a panic call from one of my bigger attorney clients, Mike. I lost the case files, a whole directory. I said, no problem. I go to the backup from the night before, right online on Magnus Box. It's not there. He says, Mike, we haven't accessed this case in a while. I said, I will go back to where I see it to the last time that it was backed up. And that's the beauty of Magnus Box. You have infinity backups every day. I go back to February 15th. The directory's there. And he says, oh, Mike, God bless you. That is it. I restored the files with just a couple clicks. I got that backup, restored it, sent him a text. Files are there on the server. He's like, oh, my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm a hero. And that's what this software, that's why they are sponsors of this show, because they make me look good. I make money, they make money, and we look good in recommending these products. Can't live without either right now. So what am I doing here on a Sunday morning at 7:53 a.m. right at this time? I have been in captivity for 25 days. This is day 25. I did slip out on a Thursday, not this Thursday, the Thursday before. I slipped out, as I mentioned on a show. I went to the CVS to pick up a prescription, and then I had to get gas. I took all the proper precautions and then came back. That is the only time I have been outside. Now, I must admit, I will go out and try to smell some fresh air and maybe walk to the mailbox and check mail. That's the extent of what I'm doing, and I'm sure everybody else is, you're held in place. So I'm going crazy. There's no more Netflix. I'm so tired. I've watched everything. I've binged Ozark. I've watched the Tiger King. I've watched whatever the top shows are. I've watched them, and then some. I've seen the Hulu shows. I'll tell you, I've been disappointed on Amazon Prime. I couldn't make it through The Hunter, and I tried another one that just dropped on Friday, and now I'm like, I start a series, and I find myself falling asleep. I'm either sleeping, eating, or trying to watch something on TV. I just can't watch the news anymore. I'll turn it on once a day, and just the coronavirus, COVID-19 infection count and death count, it's so depressing. I mean, you don't want to turn off the world and ignore it. You got to bring it in a little bit to know what's going on. But man, am I tired of that. And I slept so many hours yesterday. I kind of predicted to my wife last night, I was heading to bed about 2 a.m. I said, I bet you I'm only going to make it 4 or 5 hours. And when I get up, I'm going on the air. And we're going to call it Mike in the Morning. And we're just going to ad lib and just take it from there. I have no little kids here, so I'm not building forts and trying to entertain them. I wish I was. That would break up the monotony. My wife works at night remotely, so I don't see her much. You know, we cross paths a little bit some afternoons before she's getting ready for work. And then, you know, where she goes downstairs, you know, to the basement. Now, we are working on a new office for her upstairs, and it's almost done. I got all my cables in from Monoprice and a couple hooks for how we're going to run cables and have her set up real nice. So she's going to have her own office, which was one of the bedrooms when my younger sons moved out a while ago. So, when it seems like an eternity now. And we've canceled Easter, sort of. We were going to all get together. My kids are afraid, you know, with my grandkids and everybody. Everybody's afraid to get together. So wife's kind of depressed about that for not being able to celebrate Easter. Not that we would have went out to Mass or anything, but just to get together for a family dinner. That's not happening. So what do you do to stop the boredom? And we were talking about this in the chat. Before I went on before I started recording this right now, and you might as well increase your skill, something, whether it be maybe you always wanted to learn a language. This is the time. Maybe you wanted to learn French, German, Spanish, Italian, whatever it is. Maybe there's a program language you want to learn. I need to learn PowerShell really bad to help me automate Synchro. Maybe there's other software programs. So two links in the show notes. One I've often talked about and recommended. It's lynda.com. They have courses on everything, and it's lynda.com. That should be a go-to. I'm afraid to sign up for a year, and I've let my subscription drop. Even though you can save money by signing up for a year, we don't know how long we're going to be held in captivity. So I'm going to go month to month, I'm thinking, because it's just $29 a month. You know, okay. I wish it was cheaper, but okay, $29.99. And I'm going to start learning some things and see where that takes me. There was another one that came up in the chat. And this is, and it's free for April, and it's Pluralsight. So Pluralsight is just www.pluralsight.com, And since it's free for April, why not check it out? So this is a great idea of a way to use your time constructively. Someone in the chat just mentioned they need to up their synchro game. So do I. That if you are listening to this and you are an expert synchro consultant, you should be, because you've mastered synchro and you want to take that and make some money. Boy, I have questions. I could use some help. I have listeners that will absolutely help. Contact me if you have the skill set of synchro that you feel qualified enough that you can teach and take on the questions. Like, I'll give you an example for me. I haven't implemented billing and invoicing. What an important piece. I got everything else down for monitoring and for creating tickets. I got a void of invoicing I so desperately need to get on that because I spend so much time invoicing. So, hey, a new feature I just used yesterday. Last night I was doing server maintenance, and I know a lot of the users of this one company working remotely, I didn't want them on, so I sent a broadcast message that the server will be down for 2 hours. And they just love that where I could just send that broadcast message to everybody in that company, did all the maintenance, got done all the reboots, everything was great, and I was able to do it. Now, someone asked, how do I invoice? I am embarrassed to say that right now I still invoice via Word, making it a PDF, and then I send them to my bookkeeper. We use QuickBooks Online, and I don't even take advantage of the QuickBooks Online for invoicing, and he matches them up with the deposit that I get when it's paid. When the bank info comes down into the QuickBooks Online that he manages for me, I never go in there. I need to automate more of this. So if I can get rid of that manual piece, now someone could say, Mike, how do you keep track? Well, remember, I deal a lot with retainer clients. If you're not a retainer client, you're kind of paying me instantly. When my son is done the work, or if I'm done the work, I'm going to ask for a credit card, and we talk about that up front. But I will absolutely, I maintain a spreadsheet for my regular clients, and I will send them a reminder, and in there I keep track of everything for what's owed and how many days old it is. It's sorted by. So that piece is still manual. That's why we just got to lift that and put it into Synchro and have it marry with QuickBooks Online. And maybe that Synchro consultant working with me and my bookkeeper on a conference call for a couple hours, and we kind of make that happen. Wow. Boy, if I can do that now, something else to take advantage of. My son who works for me, now we've been really, really busy, but last week it's starting to lighten up a little bit. And if there's any light time, I want us taking seminars. And a lot of companies right now are offering free seminars, like Synchro had one on a Friday with all of their new features. And my son and I sat here watching all the new features. Man, I forget the girl who did it, but a mile a minute, but it was great. And we learned things that we didn't know the features they had. So seek out, you know, Cisco, maybe Untangle, whatever products you're using or thinking of using. How about Microsoft Azure? That's something I've been trying to make time for to learn more. They have webinars all the time. This is the time to take advantage and up your game. So when we come out of this imprisonment, we're going to be able to hit the ground running to be able to maybe offer new services. I'm starting to think, and this is just right off the top of my head right now, what is going to be needed to transition companies back from remote back to the office? What things are we going to have to do to start to make that happen? Also, something that absolutely has been identified during this time is cloud-based solutions for all of the different pieces for a business. Great example, Friday, I just finished with one of my clients. I got them remote access to this piece of critical software for their project management, but we really needed to cloud-base this just to make it simpler. And we did. We're also going to manage the Synology files that I've set up, that great, you know, mapping. Well, what if that office goes down or the internet goes down? So what we want to do is transition that to the cloud. They now have Microsoft Office 365 for Business. So they have the Business OneDrive, and I'm going to take all the files from the Synology. We're probably going to schedule this for next weekend because it's going to take a couple days to get all that up. And we're going to move that to the cloud. I'm trying to get everything identified that could be cloud. So if this happens again, they just go home, turn on their computer, and they can access everything. Of course, email, there's no question. Even before this happened, they should have been Exchange hosted or Office 365 hosted. Everybody, there should be no local email servers anymore, no matter how big your company is. That should be cloud-based. The big fight is QuickBooks. A lot of people want QuickBooks for desktop. Okay, I understand. So then you get Right Networks to go desktop in the cloud, or you go straight to QuickBooks Online. Every program your client is using, they got to be offering a cloud-based. And if they're not, it's time to look for an alternative to get cloud-based. All clients should have instant house call sub-accounts, just in case they have to remote back in. All clients, desktops and servers should be backed up online via, what? MagnusBox. Put them in a position. You put your client in a position where no matter what happens, is it the pandemic coming back again? Is it some other calamity that's going to happen, that maybe it's just disaster recovery? They're building. Something happens to the physical building. What are they going to do? Their data better be in the cloud. Their applications better be in the cloud. So this way they can go anywhere in the world, have internet access, and they can connect. Make sure everything's two-factor authentication. If you have clients right now that are living with direct connection from their desktop at home to the desktop at work, what apps, what files are tethering them to that connection? And you should be planning and discussing moving that to a permanent cloud solution. And that's what I'm doing with my current clients. I'm like a store right now, which is kind of dangerous when it comes to little supplies like network cables and some hardware, where I still have some desktops. I have some monitors here. And since it's so difficult to get some of these products locally, clients come and we have a procedure. When they pull in my driveway, I come out. We don't even come near 6 feet to each other. And there's sort of a drop area in front of my house. And I have, we put the drop zone that I will leave for them to pick up, or they'll drop something, and then we'll come out and take it. And we immediately wipe everything down, and we wipe everything down when it comes in, we wipe everything down as it's going out. So I feel pretty good of what we got. I'm sure I've terrified my neighbors with different people coming, drop, like someone, what was it, Friday, picked up a monitor, and she was in full, total personal protection. the gown, the gloves, the mask, and came to the house to pick up the monitor. And she laid down the envelope with the check in it and then took the monitor. I came out, picked up the check, which brings up something else. You know, we were told you don't need the masks. Now we're told you have to have the masks, but not the N95 masks. You don't want a mask that a healthcare professional needs. I get it. So online, I found some masks that weren't used, and I hopefully they come in April like they're supposed to. But I have two orders. I have an order of 50 and an order of 30. We have to have masks. It's now required. If we go out of the house and I'm going anywhere, we are putting one of these masks on. And I'm not taking any chances. I don't want to spray anybody. I don't want to be sprayed, or I don't want to touch my face while I'm out. We got gloves. We're running low on gloves. We have went through our first box of 100 gloves. We're now on box 2. So I ordered, and I can't believe I found them. You can find these things, and make sure you do your due diligence in vetting the company that's selling them. I have 2 more boxes of 100 coming in. As a matter of fact, they shipped, and what is April 5th? They should be here April 9th, another 200 gloves. So that's just 100 pair, because we're going to be going through them at an alarming rate. As a matter of fact, as I start to see, I'm going to start to keep adding and adding, because we could be still a couple months into this. I see this for a while as the new normal. If we do go out, we can't take a chance. You're going to have to be gloved. Maybe we're not masked all the time, but we're going to have to be gloved because we don't want to pick up. Are we going to stop shaking hands? I know I'm more conscious of touching something when you go to sign something and you got that plastic pen that's been touched by how many people. We never looked at those things. I'm now, you know, thinking about that. How many things do we touch? The keypad, entering your zip code because you're using a credit card at the gas pump. I mean, forget about it. I mean, you know, the pump. But what about everything else you're touching? Interesting. So you start to look around, you start to think, and it's changing our lives. And we got to plan accordingly. I know I'm bouncing all over. A question in the chat, as sort of a semi-joke, you got any webcams? No, I've sold all my extra web cameras. I have 2 here, and I have 1 reserved for my son, who still comes here to report to work unless I'm sending him out in the battlefield, which tomorrow he will be. He is heading into Center City, Philadelphia, where he has to redo a system and he's got to be very careful because he's going into an office that there is someone that is known infected. So we know that there was someone infected, and he has to be very, very careful as he goes in. And that's the kind of stuff that terrifies me. And let's see. I really want that camera for him, and just in case I have him on lockdown at his house where he doesn't come here anymore. So that's the only extra camera we have. I have 2 here that I use for my show. That's the thing right now, where when do we go visit a client and who are we visiting? So you better be pretty high up for a client of mine. You better be very, very important for us to go out and visit. Right now, there's only 2 clients, and I haven't visited them yet, and they know that if they call upon me, I will go. So my 2 biggest clients know that if they need me on site, I will be there. I'm doing everything I can remotely. But I've talked to the owners. They understand. I said, you need me, I will be there. I said, Mike Jr., I could send him anytime. I'm worried because my immune system is already compromised. So I'm 59 years old, and I am, I would say, at a medium risk, maybe not high risk, but I'm definitely at more risk than someone else. So I'm really taking my chances, and it better be for, you know, I'll protect myself, but anybody else other than those two people, that's not going to happen. I don't care how much they can pay me. I'm not going to do it. And I know a lot of you were saying, Mike, you shouldn't even do it for those two. And you know what? They may not ask that of me, but I still offered it because they know my medical situation. And oh, by the way, I haven't mentioned this in a long time. You know, I still have a broken foot that, you know, now we can't have surgery because anything, any small surgery just isn't going to happen. And there's no way I'm going to go near a hospital and get a pin put in my foot and risk getting infected. So with all this happening, I'm better off at home. And I know that. But I'm still going stir crazy. And I know you have to be. So this morning was to try to, you know, just break out and vent a little bit. Yeah, what I'm going through, I'd like, you know, I wish the weather would be nicer. I want to fling open the windows and get fresh air. We had that a couple weeks ago with one day. I want to be able to go out back because I do have an area out back that I can relax and maybe just listen to the radio or, you know, have a glass of wine or that's another thing. You know, the last couple nights, I gotta cut down on the wine. I got to figure out a way to do better exercising where I don't hurt my foot that I can start to work out or I'm going to gain more weight and I can't do that. So that's another thing. A low impact things that you can do for exercising is certainly going to help your sanity and physically. So I want to know, what are you doing while you are sheltering in place, while you are imprisoned in your home, your apartment, wherever it is? Are you, I want to know, what are you doing? Is it just watching TV, eating, drinking, sleeping? I think you should, no matter what age you are, no matter what you're doing as a profession, you should look into, this is your chance to extend your education in topics that you're weak in or you want to learn more. Maybe it's networking. Maybe this is the time. Dig out that old PC. Throw the free untangle on it and set it up as your firewall. You know, take on a project and go for it and learn. Because these skills you might be able to turn into making money. And that's what I'm going to look. I'm going to look around on lynda.com and find out a grouping of things that I want to be better at. I want to learn more. I want my son to learn more. I said, if he's not helping a client or working on a project here, I want him learning. I want him on a webinar, or I want him mastering Synchro, going through the videos. There's a ton of videos. I want him to learn that. That's so important to our business. So you got to take a look. What is important to your business? And that's what you want to start spending the time. Is there a library of great videos that you can hit up? So email me, miketechshow@gmail.com, and let me know, what are you doing? What are you learning? I'd love to do a show making a list of what everybody's learning. You know, maybe it's Japanese because you tend to, after all this is over, to take a trip to Japan. I know my youngest son wants to do that. As a matter of fact, him and I are supposed to go to Japan at some point. Though my wife has put the kibosh on that, I am not allowed to go to Japan with my youngest son until she has been to Italy. So I don't know how long that's going to be before Italy gets cleared up. What's going to happen with our airlines? I mean, I still have two tickets, you know, that were very expensive that are now a credit that I got to use before the end of the year. I hope we can travel before the end of the year. And I'm thinking, where am I going to go? I'm telling you, there's going to be a beach and it's going to be all inclusive. So that puts me at Cancun or Punta Cana. And I like Cancun. So I've been there a couple times and so very, very enjoyable. I have amassed so many Marriott points and I can pick a nice Marriott resort. I have the airfare that's already been paid for as a credit. There's definitely a trip in my future. So that's something I want to be able to do. Maybe learning Spanish so I can communicate better while I'm down there, though most people speak English anyway. I did a fairly good job in the summer of 2017 in Germany and forgot everything I ever learned of German from high school and didn't prepare enough, but I was able to get by. Enough people speak English that it was okay. Or when you're in a restaurant, I was able to get the English-German menu. So that was good. But the point here is do a self-assessment. What can you learn? And if you can benefit and turn it into making money, all the better. To double back, I hope everybody listening here, I hope you're safe. I hope that you're not experiencing, and I know some of you are, some of the tragic deaths where you can't even spend the time with someone who is on a respirator and they are dying. You can't even be there to hold their hand or to be there at the end. It's so depressing seeing the nurses who, God bless them, to be on the front lines like that, where they're using their personal FaceTime with their camera, with the loved ones of the patients. I can't even imagine being a healthcare professional right now, or being a fireman, a policeman, those first responders, the people that are putting their lives at so much at risk in taking care of this. Thank God we have people like that are doing that. And, you know, hopefully they'll somehow be rewarded. Maybe, you know, I don't want to get religious. Maybe it is the afterlife or something, that something good is going to happen. I don't know. But hopefully they will be rewarded in some way. I believe in karma. I do. I believe what you give is going to come back. So I hope and pray for all of you to stay safe, and hopefully your loved ones are protected and safe. I just wanted to talk, get some things off my chest. Had nothing to do this morning. Woke up and I feel comfortable behind a microphone. That's how I communicate with everybody. I'm not a good writer. I'm better at talking about something than I am writing about something. So this is what I do in some minute teeny weeny way of trying to give back. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to try to create as much content. I know everybody so enjoys Carrie and I at each other and talking and having fun, and Carrie and I love it, and we're gonna do it every week as much as we can. We're gonna keep at it and keep trying to provide content for all of you. Which brings us, I have to mention this because it's so important to us, especially now, because we don't have all of our clients. You know, I'm even as busy as I am, it's only my top clients that are able to go remote. And I, you know, God willing, they're going to be able to cut a paycheck and pay me down the road. So something that's happening is we're doing a lot of work. There's not a lot of checks coming in. So the best way you can help myself and Carrie Holzman is if you're buying anything and you're getting it from Amazon, please use our link on the websites. Go to MikeNation.net. Every show, there is a link to support us with our Amazon link. If you go to tech-vets.com, our Amazon link is there. Before you add something to your cart, click on that. Then when you add items to your cart, we will get a percentage. It's a very small percentage. Your price stays the same. But those percentages add up. And when we get thousands and thousands of people buying little bits, that adds up and it makes a difference. Carrie and I split that and that pays bills. That really helps us. That's the best way you can support the Mike Tech Show and Tech Vets. Also, our great sponsors, Instant House Call, Magnus Box. I haven't mentioned the Tech Site Builder for Matt Rodella, who did it such a phenomenal job in building websites, and he has so many other offerings. And our affiliate, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. My son's going to use that tomorrow. He has to redo Windows 10 by going into this law firm, and the one workstation, and this is the one with the office problem that's just giving us a nightmare. We've just said, screw it, that's it. It's nuke and pave time. But what we're going to do is take out the SSD, put a new SSD to Windows 10 from scratch. Then he's going to connect that via a USB port, the SSD drive, and we're going to use Fabs to transfer all the settings. That's it. And then cross our fingers that Office is working. There's going to be a long tech story about that, about why we think we have the root cause as to why it wasn't going out of Outlook, those messages. But we have to rebuild the system because there's other things going on with Windows that I discovered. That's for a later tech topic. Thank you for your continued support of our sponsors, the affiliate, the Amazon link, downloading and staying subscribed to the show. I hope you join us this Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern time. I think that's April 8th. And then April 9th, 7:30 p.m. right here on Twitch for the next Mike Tech Show. Unless I get motivated and do one of these shows again one morning. So that's it. Talk to everybody later. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.